I want to speak to you tonight about experiencing God's advantage. Now, let me ask you, how many like to have advantage in just about any and every circumstance? Six people. More than that. I like to have advantage. And first, let's consider what advantage means. It means having a special benefit for some task or circumstance or need. And in relationship to advantage with God, what we're looking for is the favor of God dispensed and revealed to us in our life by the presence and the activity of His power. And we know that we live in the dispensation or the age of the Holy Spirit, and He is God, part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is God, and the Holy Spirit is sent and was sent by God to give us the advantage. Now, next question. Probably all Christians who are here, how many of you have a sense and often experience the advantage of the Holy Spirit? A good number. That's great. That's what should be happening. And one of the reasons it should be happening is God wants we, the believer, and His church in the earth to be a witness and a testimony of that advantage. And if we're not a witness and a testimony of that advantage, then that's a problem for us, but it also is a disappointment to God. And let's conclude this, that He is well able to provide and to give us the advantage. And I want to read tonight from John chapter 16, and we'll look at verses 1 through 13. I have a number of scriptures that we'll consider tonight, and I'll put those up on the screen, but I don't think we have all of those verses in John 16, 1 to 13, but we do have verse 7, which is the key text for tonight. But before we look there and we start reading, I love the advantage of God. And I have cultivated this faith and sense of when the advantage of God is present. But at the same time, I'm always looking for the advantage of God. And one of the reasons is I am confident that I can do not much without Him. And those things that often are before me, before you, before us in serving God require more than we've got, right? And needs in our own life often require more than we have. And so what it is that we need is this advantage of God. As a young man, I learned to look for advantage in the natural. Before I came to a saving knowledge of Christ, I was looking for the advantage even then. You know, whether it was in sports or if there was a beautiful girl in class next to me, I was looking for the advantage. I tried to wear the best shirt, talked my mother into getting me the nicest sweater they had in the shop. My shoes were shined. I wanted all the advantages. I did get the prettiest girl in the class as well. She's still my wife, 49 years now, be 50-year anniversary in January. I guess I did have the advantage that way. I did have hair yet then, too. That may have helped. You can laugh at that. It's okay. Always looking for the advantage. When I was a young man, in my early 20s, 50 years ago, well, I guess not quite that far, 40 years ago, in my early 20s, I was a professional motorcycle racer. I just loved motorcycles from the time I was about 6 years old, rode them and was so interested in them. But I became a professional motorcycle racer, and after, 8 or 10 races, you look around and you're just trying your hardest and you're so motivated, but you get close, but not quite. Close to winning, but not quite. Someone always seeming to beat you out. And so I was looking around trying to figure out what the advantage was. And what I figured out was the advantage was the motorcycles that these guys that were winning consistently were the very best. And many of them were sponsored by motorcycle factories. They were called factory rides. They were the premium thing, you know. And I didn't have a whole lot of money then, a young man just married with a small child and a mediocre job. But what I decided is I'm going to get this advantage somehow, some way. And so I determined what the fastest motor was. And I went to a motorcycle junkyard, and I kept searching the junkyards until I found that motor in a wreck. And I bought it really cheap. And then I looked for the other parts, the frame and the different parts, and I put that thing together. And the first race I went to was near my hometown. All my family were there and all kinds of friends. And I was constantly thinking, I hope I have the advantage. I hope I have the advantage. This time, I hope I have the advantage. And I was all, in modern terms, what you'd call geeked up. You know what that means? You're just, gotta win. So I get in the race. I've never raced this thing before, but I know it's powerful. But I'm all geeked up. And you get 12 guys on the line, all close together, elbow to elbow, and all those motors thundering. And it's so exciting. And you're, adrenaline's pumping. And there's a guy up in front, he's got a checkered flag. And when he waves that flag, you go. But if you go before he waves that flag, there's a penalty. So he holds the flag on a pole, and he has the flag wrapped around the pole. And then he'll let it, the flag loose, but he hadn't waved it yet. But when he lets the flag loose, you know he's going to wave it pretty soon. So he lets the flag loose from the pole, and away I start. So I get a penalty. Moves me back 20 yards, that's 60 feet. That's a huge distance in these kind of things. I'm still geeked up, though. I'm thinking, I have the advantage. So he's got the flag gathered around the pole again. He lets it loose, and I take off again from back there. He penalizes me a second time. Moves me back another 60 feet. Now I'm 120 feet behind the other 11. He wraps up again. He lets that thing loose. I go again. Three times. At that point, I'm 180 feet back. I still think I have the advantage. I have the advantage. So this time when he let it loose from the pole, he waved it and I was gone. When I shifted into second gear, I passed all of them on the back wheel before we went into the first turn. When I got to the third turn, I looked back quick. I didn't see anybody. And for six laps, they never caught me. I believed I had the advantage. I was connected to the literal advantage that I had. But I believed that I had it. I was amazed. I figured out right then how that those two things, when they come together, were near unstoppable. Are you with me here? Are you tracking with me? Now, in regard to spiritual things and what we really want to talk about tonight, the advantage of the Holy Spirit, the same holds true. You see, God has sent the advantage, and the Holy Spirit is in the earth, and He's looking for those who believe that the advantage is for them, and it is offered to them, and God will give us the advantage to the degree that we believe in that advantage. Hello? If I'd have been sitting there in that race thinking, well, I'm 160 feet behind now, and even though I've got a better motor, I'll never make it. I wouldn't have made it. I still was believing that I had the advantage. And we as Christians, if we're believing that the advantage that God has given us and offered us, He will give us to the same degree that we are receptive of it. Are you tracking with me? If you're really receptive of that advantage, you're going to have that advantage often to the same degree that you're receptive of it. If you're not so receptive, then the fullness of that advantage does not come to you, and you'll find yourself behind when you wouldn't want to be behind. But John 16 and verse 1, Jesus speaking here. These things I have spoken to you that you may be kept from stumbling. We don't want to stumble, right? And he's speaking to the New Testament believers during his time here. Number 2, verse 2. They will make you outcast from the synagogue, but an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering service to God. Now, if your preacher in your church got up on Sunday morning and said,